Far from home, a refugee builds a new life in Wichita. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, we talk with an artist who likes to mingle with the public, even when she's working.
It's incredible to have just a consistent space for people to come and find me, discuss art with me, see an artist in process.
But first, the United Nations estimates that more than 600,000 Afghans were displaced last year as a result of violence and persecution in their country. In recent months, about 400 of those refugees have arrived in Wichita. Daniel Caudle spoke with one man who was trying to establish a new life in a new country.
Wisa has never been this far from home. More than 7,000 miles away from his hometown of Jalalabad, this popular song from Afghanistan helps keep him tethered. It's called My Homeland, and it's become a symbol of solidarity with thousands of fleeing Afghans.
It's like I left my house, my country. The meaning of the song is that. Whenever I heard that song, like it makes me cry.
Wisa is one of the hundreds of Afghan refugees who have resettled in Wichita in the last year. The 26-year-old lives here with his parents and his younger siblings. Wisa was working at a bank in Jalalabad when he heard the Taliban had taken over Kabul. U.S. troops were already withdrawing from Afghanistan at the time.
People were shouting outside when we go back in the National Army of Afghanistan. They were shouting on us that please leave the place because they are coming.
Wisa's family soon fled the crisis with few belongings. They first stopped in Qatar before living in a refugee camp in Germany for 45 days. From there, his family flew to Philadelphia, moved to Virginia for about a month, and finally settled in Wichita. The group helping Wisa and other Afghan refugees resettle is the International Rescue Committee of Wichita. To help the new arrivals settle into Wichita, the group needs volunteers for an array of tasks. Volunteers can provide transportation and even help teach refugees about English and American culture. Morgan Palace is the resettlement manager for the local IRC.
The community has absolutely stepped up to help us in donations and, again, getting volunteers on board and people calling to offer what kind, you know, to see what kind of support they can offer. So it's been really, really amazing to see, and I'm so thankful.
Since arriving in the States, Wisa has helped fellow refugees by working as an interpreter. He can speak six languages, including Pashto, Urdu, and Hindi. Wisa attends doctor's appointments, grocery trips, and even job interviews with other refugees. While he finds the work fulfilling, he plans to start a new career in banking, much like the one he left behind in Jalalabad. Wisa still hopes he can return home and see his extended relatives again someday. But for now, he says he's thankful for the people here who are helping secure a future for him and his family.
All the people in Kansas, they're so kind. They are helping a lot, all the Afghans here.
For The Range, I'm Daniel Caudle.
Being an artist doesn't mean you have to toil all alone before your next exhibition. Delilah Reed runs a store that not only houses her art, but is also a studio where people can watch her work. Torn Anderson met with Reed to discuss her latest art project and her store, The Loud Cicada.
It's incredible to have just a consistent space for people to come and find me, discuss art with me, see an artist in process, because it's not just a shop, but it's also my studio space that I work from, which is where we're working right now. The Loud Cicada, and it is located inside Revolutia, which is the shipping storage container on Central near Grove. You know, I love my art so much. To be surrounded by it all day is really special. I am working on these large outdoor cutouts of animals and insects for an art installation I'm doing out in Marion County for their baby farm animal tour this Saturday coming up, and you can go visit these three farms, and whenever you show up to go meet baby animals, like lambs and goats, you also get to see some of my bright, vibrant, happy artwork that will be staked into the ground. I have a really bright cicada that's pinks and orange and fluorescent, and I have a monarch butterfly that I'm working on currently, meadowlark that's more traditional style, and a blue chicken. One of my great goals is to be able to do some outdoor art so more people can have a reason to purchase it. The project I'm doing out in Marion County is that they actually helped me find a carpenter out there that kindly helped me out and went and got the material for me and cut them out for me and delivered them to me, because I definitely don't have a car big enough to transport these things. So Wednesday through Sunday, I'm open. If we're slow, I'm probably working on a piece or a commission, or right now, very large bug cutouts. And it's a really bright, happy, fun place. Basically, the Loud Cicada brand, whatever me, Delilah Reed, would want to buy, or that I feel like fits my style, is the things that I'm trying to get in here. I love being in Revolutia. I do have a little electrical box, or it's a gas meter that I painted as a robot. So if you're out there, it's got hula hoops on it. I did that years ago, and there was just a part of me that always felt like I belonged here in this space.
Torn Anderson explores the local art scene every first Friday. You can see Delilah Reed's newest work Saturday in Marion County, along with sheep, goats, and alpacas. And one last thing. Imagine packing a couple of suitcases and leaving everything you've ever known behind. Hundreds of our newest neighbors did just that, exchanging the danger and chaos in Afghanistan for a new and uncertain future in Kansas. In Ukraine, nearly a million people have fled Russian aggression. They certainly must wonder what will happen next and what will be left of their homes when they return, if they return. It's pretty easy to get caught up in the daily swirl of life, projects at work, getting a kid to basketball practice, trying to get the roof fixed. But at the end of the day, most of us have a place to go, and we have a sense of what tomorrow will bring. We should remember how lucky we are. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Fletcher Pyle, Jonathan Huber, Beth Golay, Carly Cooper, and Luann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.